Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to play
Authentic
or Not. Ooh, ow, ow.
Boom, do, 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 do.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Boom, do, 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 do.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Yes, I had to do it. I had to do it. As soon as I turned the pitch down on Or Not from Authentic, it just naturally came to me. That is the theme song for Authentic or Not. Everybody, welcome back to the show. Your host, Michael, joined by co-host James Battle for this game of Authentic or Not. In a moment, we're going to bring on some contestants, and they are going to determine whether a quote that we present to them, along with a name and a face, is authentic, or if it belongs to somebody else. If they get 3 out of 4 slides correct, then they win. Actually, let's see. We have 3 contestants backstage. I'm going to bring in 1 by phone. So actually, we'll go ahead and do 5.
We could do a bonus round.
Yeah, we could do a bonus round. We'll keep it 3 out of 4 for now. Maybe I'll get 2 callers to call in, and maybe with the last one, if we don't get another caller, we'll do a bonus round. We'll see. We'll go with 3 out of 4 for now. But anyways, got a few contestants backstage. They're going to be coming on in just a little bit. The reason why this one is called Authentic or Not instead of Protestant or Not is because it's kind of a spinoff. We're going to continue the Protestant or Not, or the Prot or Not, I should say. Hold on. Do I still have the... I don't think I have the intro for the Prot or Not right now, but we're going to continue with the Prot or Not games in the future. But this one is Authentic or Not. Again, kind of a spinoff, so it's not narrowed necessarily just to Protestant or Not. It's more you're having to determine whether or not the quote is authentic to the person we're presenting it as. And so that's the challenge. All right, joining us as the first contestant here is Fadi. He's going to be coming up here on the stream in just a second. Looks like it's working now. Hey Fadi,
welcome,
how are you?
Fadi, our first contender.
Oh yeah, I got
you're doing
this.
Okay, you got it. Are you ready to be the first contestant on Authentic or Not?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, 3. If you get 3 out of 4 right.
3 out of 4,
are going to win. Let me pull it up on the screen.
Ah.
A Baron Buck. You see that Baron Buck right there on the screen? Okay. If you win a Baron Buck, you can get it if you get 3 out of 4. You get 1 Baron Buck. Well, actually, it's 100 Baron Bucks there. And if you get your 100 Baron Bucks by winning 3 out of 4, you can then get either a free mug, free t-shirt, or my course on the Magisterium, whichever one you want. And then you just let me know off the air, and I'll get you that prize. But yeah, you got to earn that Baron Buck. But in order to get it, you got to get 3 out of 4. So if you're ready, we'll go ahead and bring it up on the screen with the first one.
Are you ready, Fadi?
Let's do this.
So the way this game works, you may be familiar with Prot or Not. We are going to present a series of pictures and associated quotes, and you have to guess whether it's authentic or not, whether the speaker matches the quote or if it is not authentic. So if it's authentic, you say authentic, and if it's not, you give it a thumbs down and say no way. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. So I'm guessing like the person's name is going to match the picture. Like it's going to be for sure the same person, right?
It might be somebody else.
It might or it might not be. So you have to guess whether the quote matches the person or not. Was this an authentic quote or not?
So like right now we have Fulton Sheen on the screen.
Right.
The quote that we're going to present to you, you have to determine, did Sheen say it? Or not.
Gotcha.
And by the way, if you think it's not, go ahead and take a stab at who you think did say it.
Oh,
just to
okay.
Make it fun.
we're doing bonus points for
bonus points. Guesses. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right.
You ready to go?
Sure.
Here we go.
All right.
Why are those who are notoriously undisciplined and unmoral also most contemptuous of religion and morality? They are trying to solace their own unhappy lives by pulling the happy down to their own abysmal depths.
Ooh.
Authentic or not?
Ah, that's a tough one, but I don't know. It does like sound kind of like tough saying, but knowing who Fulton Sheen is, like he would say that, but I don't know. Feels like it's kind of like projecting. So I would take a guess and say, I'd say no.
Okay.
The answer is, it was Venerable Fulton Sheen. Always go with your gut on these. Same thing happened to Don. He had one and he said it right.
That's okay. That's okay. You could still earn the Baron Bucks. You still, if you get the next three right, you got them. Come on.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
More. Oh, okay.
So this is Marcel Lefebvre.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
And the quote is... Moved by the example of St. Francis and St. Clair, true disciples of Christ, and newly convinced by the experience of this day we have lived through together, we commit ourselves to re-examine our consciences, to hear its voice more faithfully, to purify our spirits from prejudice, anger, enmity, jealousy, and envy. Whew, I almost didn't make it through that one with a breath, without taking a breath. Is that all one sentence? That is all one sentence.
That is. It's like something from St. Paul from the book of the Ephesians. Yeah.
Dude, it's worse than
like chapter one. Yeah.
Man. All right, Fadi, authentic or not?
All right. So is it, I guess my question is like, is it more like a trick like quote? Kind of like,
is it like it a trick? It could be that Lefebvre said that. It could be that somebody else said it.
There's going to be true.
Do you think Lefebvre said that or not?
There's going to be plenty of tricks in here.
Yeah, that's very tricky. Because I could see it going both ways. But
yeah, man, that's what man. That's the challenge Kyle. To the game. Shout out to Kyle Whittington. He helped to put together most of these. So shout out to him. Go check him out. Kyle Whittington. He's there in the chat. In fact, you should be able to see him right then and there. So go check out his channel.
These look so brutal. He might have to go to confession. Like, that's just mean. All right, you got to make a guess, buddy.
You know what? Maybe I lost all the bugs, but you know what?
Go with your gut.
That's fine. Let's go with yes.
Okay. So you're saying it is by Marcel Lefebvre?
Yeah, Marcel Lefebvre probably said that before things went wrong.
Okay. It was.
John Paul the Second. Oh, I was thinking Pope Francis. It sounded like something Pope Francis would say to me.
That's what I would have guessed. But Fadi, you know, your thought of like maybe before things went wrong.
Thinking too much into it. It's just like, what would they say? But that makes sense.
That's okay. Right. That's okay. I'm still going to end up sending you a prize, even just for participating. So go ahead and knock out the next two anyway.
All right. Here we go. You got a chance. You got a chance. And you watch the show?
Yeah.
Do you watch the show a lot, Fadi?
Yeah.
Do you watch it a lot?
Yeah.
Because the next one
is
potentially going to be one that you recognize or not.
Should be easier.
It may not be authentic. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Oh, gosh. I can't. I'm not going to try to do your voice.
No, Michael. Go I'm ahead. Try it. Do my, you have to do an imitation of me. That's what makes this fun. You have to do it.
Referring to the Assisi meeting of 1986.
That sounds nothing like me.
See, I know.
All right, let's try it again.
I lose points. I'll have to send you a prize. Referring to the Assisi meeting of 1986, my criticism is as far as what is inappropriate and certainly imprudent is whenever you have the element of prayer involved, even though it's not joint prayer. This isn't being properly explained. People are going to get a certain impression, and so this shouldn't be done for that reason. Authentic or not.
That's definitely Mike. For sure, 100%.
You're saying Michael Lofton. For those who can't see the audio here, there's a picture of me, Michael Lofton, on the screen. You're saying I said it.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael never criticizes the Pope. Lofton did say it. It was
got it. You got it. Whoa, all right, all right. Well done. You must have saw that episode the other day.
Yeah, hey, it's recent. You've got less hair on top and more on bottom.
Yeah,
old Michael had it reversed a bit.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to the last one here for you, Fadi.
Yeah.
So there's a picture of Cardinal Burke on the screen. So let's see the quote. Yeah.
The SSPX is in schism since the late Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre ordained four bishops without the mandate of the Roman pontiff. And so it is not legitimate to attend mass or to receive the sacraments in a church that's under the direction of the Priestly Society of St. Pius X. Authentic or not?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with like my guts now. Just say yes. Mm. Seems like, yeah.
Your guts are brilliant.
You got it. Well done, sir. You got it. Done. Two out of four. You didn't get the Baron Bucks, but still, I'm going to send you something anyway because of your participation.
Thank you.
Was this harder than you thought it would be?
No, I just thought about like too much. Like it's like just common sense. I thought that was going to be like a trick. That's what I thought in the beginning, but then I realized no, it's just like, yeah.
Well, there's plenty. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more tricks in here.
There are.
I haven't seen these yet. I didn't look through these at all.
I glanced at them, but to be honest, I don't remember which one is authentic or not for most of these. So I'm kind of going along with you, you know. That's why I thought the last one was like Pope Francis.
Kyle's brutal, man.
I know. All right. Well, thanks, Fadi. I'll be in touch with you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Well done.
All right. So.
Who's our next victim contestant?
Now we got, let's see, Nathan is going to be our next victim. Nathan, are you there? Can you hear us and see us?
I'm here. I'm invisible.
All right. And you don't have video, correct? It's just audio?
I guess so, Michael.
Okay, now can you see us at least? Can you see the PowerPoint?
I can see you.
Okay, what about the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I see it looks like Chesterton.
Oh, that's absolutely soon to be St. Chesterton.
Yeah, so we got a picture of Chesterton on.
I'm a government agent, Michael. I've been sent to infiltrate you, so I got
to feel that. Oh, infiltration. Oh, man.
The SEC, the FBI has come to cut down your Baron Buck printing.
You succeeded in infiltrating because here you are as a guest on the show. So there you go. Mission accomplished. You can go to your superiors and tell them you won.
I will tell them. I will tell the postmaster immediately.
Okay. All right. So you're ready for your first one. You know the rules, right?
I'm ready. I think I know the rule. How many I got to get to
the
win?
Rule is don't Google any of this. That's the rule.
No, yeah, that's no problem.
We're going to have to start. Have to get a little stopwatch.
Right.
All right, Nathan.
What you have to do, you get three out of four right. You get the Baron Bucks. Let me show it right here on the screen. I got an actual Baron Buck there for you. Can y'all see that? Let me see. You see the Baron Buck right there? Boom. You get the Baron Buck and you win the prize.
Awesome.
The prize is one of your
choices.
Printed
some out.
Yeah, that's actually great. Did print one out.
The FBI is totally coming to your house.
I know. I do think the Federal Reserve is going to be upset about that. So. Okay.
That's the Secret Service. That's who comes after you for that.
Well, you would know, right? Because you were sent to infiltrate. So.
sounds like he just, you know, bagged somebody and threw him in the van.
Yeah,
a van door closing.
It's a big van. It's a big van. So I got plenty of space.
We'll round you all up. All right, Nathan, are you ready?
Ready. Let's do it.
Poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese.
That's authentic.
I know that one. Absolutely. Ring that bell, please, Michael.
He got it. That is a win. That one was easy. It's like, who else talks about Jesus?
Well, they're all easy if you know the answers. That's what my grandfather always said.
There you go. That's absolutely correct.
The trick is you got to know the answer.
That's right. All right. So you got one out of one so far. Okay.
All right. I actually, in honor of GK, of old Gilbert, mm-hmm. I asked one of the first things that I asked ChatGPT to do was write a poem about cheese. And it wasn't in the style of G.K. Chesterton. And it was actually decent. I'll post that. Maybe I'll post that later. I think I saved it somewhere.
Yeah, I do want to see that. I definitely want to see that.
AI poetry, man. It's pretty decent. Nice. All right.
All right. So on the screen, we got Martin Luther.
All right.
And looking very stern and condescending.
Mm-hmm. Almost contemplative even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Contemplating.
Contemplating a schism. Okay.
Oh man, this is gonna be a problem, Michael, for all of us right now.
Well, I thought I was the problem, so wait.
well, you are. Oh, I misread it. Maybe I should read it out loud. Go slowly. If you are not allowed to laugh in heaven, I don't want to go there.
Man, that's tough. I don't know. I'm gonna say not, but I'm not sure. This one I don't know. I should have listened to my granddad. I should have known the answer, but I didn't.
Are you going with not?
I'm going with not.
It's a 50. You should have gone to your gut.
That definitely does sound like something that Luther would say. Father Brown said not authentic. You lost, Father Brown. Father Brown, we got to have you on the show.
At least I wasn't by myself here.
Father Brown, if you want to be the fourth contestant, let me know. Put it in the chat and I'll email you the link if you want to be the fourth contestant. Otherwise, I'm going to open up the phone lines. All right. So we got a picture of Francis de Sales on the screen right now.
Mm. All right, here we go. This is a longer quote. Oh, how many Absaloms have there been in our age, who, to seduce the church and her pastors and to lead away Christian fealty into rebellion and revolt, have cried up and down the ways of Germany and of France. There is no one appointed by God to hear doubts concerning the faith and to answer them.
Mm.
Authentic or not?
Oh, man. I'm going to say authentic. Let's do it.
All right. Authentic. So just to get a count, Michael, we've got 2 out of 3 so far, correct? So this would be out of 4. So this
I thought this is make or break.
I think it's wait. One. I think it's. I think
right I'm, now he's one I, out of two.
Yeah, I think one I'm one for two right yeah, now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Two. Okay. All right. All right. I thought we. I miscounted. Okay. It is authentic. Well done.
Okay.
So you got 2. Now you have 2 out of 3.
Now we're at the nail biter.
Oh yeah. And okay. Looks like this guy's been biting a lot of nails lately. He always looks so intense.
And so we have a picture of Peter Diamond on the screen for those of y'all who are listening with audio only. Pierce Lee looking into the camera. Yeah.
It's like, what's that meme of the overly clingy girlfriend? Right? Like,
oh gosh. Yeah.
He's the overly clingy monk.
Oh, man.
Except he's not really a monk. Yeah.
So. Overly clingy dress up habit wearing dude.
Yeah, kind of like when I wore my brown habit for Halloween whenever I dress up as a Franciscan.
That's clever. Wow. I didn't even think of that.
He always looks like he's about to say, you cannot leave me ever. What?
Oh, again, this is a long
did one. He say or did he not say, is this authentic or not? We are actually witnessing the implosion of the Roman Catholic institution in our day, which is a tragedy. But is the natural result of the Hellenic and European humanism and heresies it has imbibed since the 800s and later. The clearest explication of this I can think of is the famous encyclical of Pope Pius XI, Mortalium Animos, where the ecumenical interfaith gatherings of the various so-called Christian sects was called apostasy and an abandonment of the true religion.
Is there a period? No, okay, there is one period in there. All right.
Yeah, it's two whole sentences. Wow. Yeah, wow. It's a quite
verbose. It sounds a little too floofy.
Floofy. I like that term.
I'm gonna go with
sesquipedalian.
I don't know if I should do this. I'm gonna say not.
Okay.
Surprise me if I was wrong here.
Okay. It was Jay Dyer.
Yes.
You got it. Yes. You got it. So wait, you are a winner.
Yeah,
the coveted Baron Bucks, 100 Baron Bucks.
Yes.
Off the
I need area. Those Baron Bucks, Michael. I gotta get a video camera that works.
I could either mail you this one, or you can redeem your Baron $100 Baron Bucks for a mug, t-shirt, or the Magisterium course. You just let me know off the air which one you want. Or, like I said, I could just send you this little piece of paper right there. You can actually redeem it for that. And that could be your prize. I mean, you can keep the money, or you can redeem it for some RNT merch. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Let me save your Baron. Your Baron.
Yeah. You don't have to give me an answer now. You just think about it.
All right. Cool. You gotta hodl, man. You gotta hodl those Baron Bucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold that.
I got a fat wallet at least, but it's empty. So I'll start putting something in it.
Well done, Nathan. All right. Thanks for coming on. We'll be in
touch.
Thanks,
Michael. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right. So, next up, we're bringing John. Before I bring him on, let me say that we still need one more contestant. So one more.
Call in, folks. Call in. What number should they call, or what should they do to
I'll tell you what. I'll give y'all like 3 minutes. If you're a patron or you are an RNT channel member, you either contact me on Patreon and I'll send you the link. Or if you're a channel member, just email me reasonandtheology@gmail.com or mike@reasonandtheology.com, by the way. And just put in the subject line, authentic or not contest. I'll send you the link and you can join us. If I don't hear from y'all within maybe about two, three minutes, I'll go ahead and just open up the phone lines. I'll give the number at that time, kind of like mid round with John, maybe after like two or three slides. So, all right. I'll keep that up open as far as Patreon and Gmail if y'all want to join. But let's go ahead and bring John on. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, very well, Michael.
Good to have you on. Excited about this. Are you excited?
I'm stoked. Yes.
So you know the rules here. Number one, no Googling anything. But then number two, if you get 3 out of 4 right, you get the coveted Baron Bucks, and then you can redeem that for merch, or I can send you this piece of paper, one of the two. Although I'd prefer that I don't have to send this, because then I got to print another one of these out with color and printer paper and, you know, ink and color ink, all that. It's kind of expensive. So
if there's only one, I mean, yeah, I know, scarcity drives up price, man. So if there's only one, that's... Yeah.
That's why it's all the more valuable.
If you print a second one, it's only worth half as much.
That's right.
That's how it works. I watched some YouTube videos about it. Now I'm a crypto expert.
You got it. All right. So if you're ready, John, we're going to go ahead and go to the first slide for you.
Ready to go.
Okay.
All right. Here it comes.
All right, so who do we have on this? Well, I still see the Jay Dyer one.
We have. It's just a little delay.
Okay, so we got a picture of Kennedy Hall on the screen.
We've got.
That's a good picture.
Handsome gentleman. Oh, yeah.
Where's he at? It looks like he's at somewhere.
Florida, maybe? California. Southern California.
I want to go there. I'm jealous. Right.
Oh, man. Kyle, so many long quotes. with lots of punctuation. All right, here we go. You ask me how to put into practice the appeal of Pius XI for the restoration of the social kingship of Christ if the church is no longer the church. Certainly, the visible church, to which the world gives the name of Catholic Church and of which it considers Bergoglio as Pope, is no longer church, at least with regard to those cardinals, bishops, and priests who convincedly profess another doctrine and declare themselves to be adherents of the conciliar church in antithesis to the preconciliar church.
There is no period in there. What is going on?
There's one.
Two sentences. Okay, I see it. Yeah, way up there.
I had to pause a couple of times.
Oh.
You need an oxygen mask. I know, right? Gosh. All right. Authentic or not?
Well, this is tough. I don't watch a lot of Kennedy, but I'm going to go ahead and go with not, and then I'll make a guess about who it actually is. Maybe Taylor Marshall or Dr. Taylor Ooh. Marshall.
Ooh, okay.
All right,
okay.
He's going with not with okay. Dr. Taylor Marshall as the tag. It was Archbishop Vigano.
Half right. So, I mean, you're right.
Like to say Vigano.
Didn't get the bonus. Vigano.
That's right. Yeah. So you got the point. Not the bonus. That's okay. All right. I see you, Nathan, there backstage. I'll bring you on here in just a little bit. Thank you for joining. Right. Okay. We got one out of one here. All right. So now on the screen, we got Archbishop Vigano. That's how we're saying it, right? Isn't that how we pronounce it, James?
Vigano?
Vigano. Okay. All right.
Vigano. Yeah, it's the Archbishop Vigano, you know. The guy with the hat.
The funny looking hat.
It's pretty funny.
All right. So we got Vigano on the screen. You have to determine if this is authentic to him or not. All right, let's go.
Referring to the COVID vaccine, the presence of graphene in the doses that have been administered, reported by numerous laboratories that have analyzed its content, suggests that the forced use of so-called vaccines, together with the systematic boycott of existing treatments of proven effectiveness, serves the purpose of contact tracing all vaccinated human beings throughout the world who will be or already are connected to the Internet of Things by means of a quantum link of pulsed microwave frequencies of 2.4 gigahertz or higher from cell towers and satellites. Authentic or not?
There's no period in there.
That's a mouthful.
That's pretty tough because there's so much, you know, technical language in there. It's hard to get a persona, but yeah. I don't know a ton about Archbishop Vigano, but I guess is he like the conspiracy type, or I don't recall.
I can't help you out here.
Yep, go with your gut.
No, I guess. I'm going to have to go with not, and I don't really have an alternative in mind, so, yeah.
All right.
It was Archbishop Vigano.
Oh.
Vigano.
2.4 gigahertz and all. Oh, man. It really was.
2.4 GHz. We go back in time, Marty.
It says
81 gigawatts.
That's what I was thinking too, by the way. Back to the Future. When I said 2.4,
we need to fix the flux capacitor by means of a quantum link of pulse microwave frequencies. That's surprising.
He lost me on graphene, to be honest.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm
not going to comment on all the communications craziness. Who is this?
That is Peter Kwasniewski.
Oh, okay. The face was familiar, but I couldn't place it. All right. Here comes the quote. And as for the Pope, I refuse him as Christ's enemy and Antichrist with all his false doctrine.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Let's see. I haven't followed a lot of Kwasniewski, but I know he has a reputation for being a bit inflammatory and pretty stubborn. I'm going to go with authentic on this.
Ooh.
Thomas.
But it was a good guess. I mean, in all fairness.
If only I got that bonus, then I'd have,
Almost. All right. So you're not going to win the Baron Bucks, but you're still going to win a prize for participation. All right. So we got one more.
All right. For prestige. The fact that the Society of St. Pius X does not possess a canonical status in the church is not, in the end, based on disciplinary but on doctrinal reasons. As long as the society does not have a canonical status in the church, its ministers do not exercise legitimate ministries in the church. Authentic or not.
And it's a picture of Pope Benedict for those of y'all who are just listening, audio only.
That sounds like a pretty balanced guideline that Pope Benedict would was known for, and that he would say. So I'm gonna go with authentic.
Mm-hmm. You have redeemed yourself, sir. That was Pope Benedict the 16th.
That's right. 2 out of 4. Well
ring the
done.
Bell. Ring the bell. Boom. Doesn't count. It if, is. There we go. Such Man. A pleasant sound.
I know, right? So you didn't win the Baron Bucks. However, like I said, I will send you something for participation. I appreciate you coming on and doing this, John. Thank you so much for being a good sport.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, John. God bless.
You did say you wanted the game to be a little harder. Well, you've gotten your wish.
There we go. I mean, yeah, some of the feedback was like the last time it was too easy. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we kicked it up a notch. It's a little bit tougher this time. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right. Let's bring on Nathan. Nathan, how are you?
Oh, Michael. Hey. No, I got video this time.
Okay, good.
Awesome. Hey, no, you're not going to let me do it twice, are you? I was just trying to keep watching. So, and accidentally, I clicked the wrong thing.
I didn't know.
Just hanging out backstage. He's just still hanging out backstage.
I didn't know, sunglasses and a hat,
so we wouldn't recognize him.
I just wanted to say hi. Now you can see me, and I am a government agent. Like I was serious.
You're this the same true. Nathan as before. Yeah, yeah, I didn't know because we didn't have video before. I thought you were just a different Nathan.
Yeah. See, I. Michael, I don't know what happened. My wife called me. I answered the phone, and then I tried, and then I came back, and then here we are.
He's moved in.
So that's what happened. Sorry, Michael. I didn't mean to disturb the process.
You're good. You're fine. You're fine. But I'm gonna open up the phone lines.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize you're the same, Nathan. All right. But thank you for coming.
It was good to see you guys again.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Take care. All right. So let me go ahead and give the phone number here. Let's see. It's 318-460-0153 if you want to be a contestant. 318-460-0153. Let me put it in the chat. Okay. If you want to be part of
Authentic
or Not.
That's right. Hold on. Let me play out the whole theme song too.
Authentic
or Not.
Ooh, and I'm getting a call. Okay, let's stop that. All right. Caller, you're live with Reason and Theology. Can you hear me?
I snorted. You got me.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Oh, wait, hold on. I don't have you connected to the soundboard. Hold on 1 second. All right. Can you hear me, caller? You're live with Reason and Theology.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we can hear me. You. I can. And what's your name?
Hi, I'm Scott.
Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. So I imagine you've been following the show so far, right?
Yes, sir.
So you know the rules. If you get 3 out of 4, you get the Baron Bucks. With the Baron Bucks, I can either send you this piece of paper or I can give you some merch, R&T mug, T-shirts, or my magisterium course. So you're going to need to get 3 out of 4 right. I will tell you who it comes up on the screen since you're coming through with audio only, even though I imagine you can still see with video. But I'll tell you for... also for the sake of anybody else who's just following along with audio only. All right, so let's go ahead and begin if you're ready to go. Okay.
We'll have audio descriptions for the podcast Reason and Theology Authentic or Not home game where you can play along with or without video. You are looking at he is a handsome guy. You are looking at a picture of Dr. Taylor Marshall.
Boom.
All right, are you ready for your first quote?
I'm ready.
Okay.
No one should allege an extraordinary mission unless he prove it by miracles. Where should we be if this was the pretext of extraordinary mission was to be accepted without proof? Never was anyone extraordinarily sent unless he brought his letter of credit from the Divine Majesty. Now, it is a fact that neither the first nor the last ministers have worked a single miracle. Therefore, they have no extraordinary mission.
What do you think?
I'm honestly not sure about this one. It sounds maybe a little slightly too formal of language, seeing as how he typically does like the video content on YouTube. So by virtue of the style of the language, I think I'm going to go no for this one.
Always go with your gut. Always go with your gut.
But yeah, you got it.
St. Francis de Sales.
St.
Francis de Sales.
You got it.
We're gonna have to get some fresh translations.
All right.
We have to get some fresh translations. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Man, he looks like
That's that picture where he's sitting on the velvet couch, Jay Dyer.
Oh, he totally looks like he's like at a cast party for Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah. Right. But he's sitting back on the couch with his arms stretched out.
Yeah, or maybe Miami Vice. Oh, yeah. this is Miami Vice, Jay. It's a great picture.
Kind of looks like a pimp picture there. But Kyle, I think I see Kyle there backstage. Producer. I'm gonna have producer. Kyle come Special on producer. For the bonus point later on, so he'll be on for that one. But yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's your quote. I never meant to start a war. I just wanted you to let me in, and instead of using force, I guess I should have let you win.
I've honestly never heard of this guy, so it's a purely 50-50. Looks more modern, so my guess is that he is some sort of personality YouTube, I presume. Uh-huh. And so the style of language seems more colloquial, so I think it may be like slightly higher than 50-50, so I'll say yes for this one.
Yes for this
one. Okay, so he does have a certain movie star quality to this picture in particular, but Jay Dyer did not say this quote. This is from Miley Cyrus.
So y'all took some lyrics from Miley Cyrus.
I didn't do any of these. This is all new to me. This is all brand new to me. I've never seen this before. And what's even better is that he's like, yeah, I can see this guy saying that. Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Like, yeah, I don't know him, but he looks like the sort of chap who might drop some poetry.
I'm now seeing a bunch of people saying Miley Cyrus in the live chat of the video. So I realized that I should have probably been looking at the live chat. But...
Oh, audience. Yeah, somebody we got to watch out for the audience. Audience yeah. help.
Somebody in the audience said, I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. But luckily, I'm a student at UVA, and we have an honor code, so
right. You can't look at the chat, and you can't Google anything. Yeah, we're on the honor system here. Okay, you're 1 out of 2.
Oh,
you still there, by the way? Oh, I think we lost him.
That was the disconnect beep. Yeah.
We'll give you just a second to call back. We'll give you about 30 seconds or so to call back. If you can't call back, I'm going to bring Kyle on. And he's going to pick it up. Well, hold on. I think I got him. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes.
Yep. Got it again.
Okay, you're good.
Back on the air.
All right. So you're 1 out of 2. Let's go with the third one on the screen. We got John Paul II.
You were priests, not social or political leaders. Let us not be under the illusion that we are serving the gospel through an exaggerated interest in the wide field of temporal problems. Authentic or not? We still got you there? You still
you there?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. He's thinking.
You are priests, not social or political leaders.
I mean, I think it's a bit of a trick because John Paul II is like one of the more socially prolific popes because, you know, person's like traveled the most miles out of any person in the most countries. And so, however, he never took his eyes off of Christ. And I think that it's authentic and sort of like a Christocentric focus of his faith, at least. So I think it's true.
Okay. All right. You going with authentic?
Yep. Authentic.
You are correct, sir.
Boom. Boom. That's 2 out of 3. So it's coming down to the wire on this one. You got to get this one in order to get the Baron Bucks. And what I will allow you to do, allow you to use a lifeline. If you want to call in a friend, you want to phone a friend and three-way them into the call, you can use them as assistants for this last one. I'll make an exception. All right. I don't know if you want to use the phone a friend, but I'm throwing it out as an option.
All right.
Oh no.
Oh.
I showed the answer. I double clicked. Hopefully it wasn't there for that.
Did you see the answer, by the way?
I just saw it. Yeah.
Oh, you were the
first. I lose a point.
But we do have a bonus slide.
Is that Arinze?
No. No, that's Cardinal Seurat.
Seurat.
Yeah, but let's go ahead and do that one just for fun.
All right. The liturgy transports us into God's presence. It points to him and leads us to him like a ladder between heaven and earth.
And the answer.
And you saw it. Did you see? What did you see?
I probably, being honest, I would have said that that sounded like Seurat, but I did see that it was Dom Dalmasso.
Boom. Yep.
So,
right.
Well, Pope Francis thought it was hilarious.
Hold on. How many slides do we have left?
We have 5.
Okay. That's actually good. Let's see. I tell you what, we're going to use that bonus one for now. That you don't have to shift the slides or anything like that. But the next 4 is going to go to Kyle, who we have backstage. So that'll work just well.
We actually have 4 after this one, which means we have 2 more quotes, I think.
What do you mean?
All right.
We have, I think we have two more quotes. Not like I was looking at the PowerPoint, like how many PowerPoint slides there are.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's okay. We'll just let Kyle take however many we have. All right. So we got Pope Francis on the screen. Let's go ahead and read this one.
I think we might have a few based on how this is actually set up. So there's the slide and then the text of the slide. So we might actually have another 4 after this. If one has the answers to all the questions, that is the proof that God is not with him. It means that he is a false prophet using religion for himself. The great leaders of the people of God, like Moses, have always left room for doubt. You must leave room for the Lord, not for our certainties. We must be humble. Authentic or not. That was a horrible Pope Francis impression. I shouldn't have even attempted it.
It was actually pretty, it was good. It didn't sound like Pope Francis, but I liked it.
I tried to get the pacing, right? The accent.
Yeah.
Authentic or not.
I'm not certain on this, but I'm going to go with the advice that's been given throughout the entire show. Go with your gut. And I think I'm going to say yes, this is authentic.
Okay, so you're saying
it is Pope Francis.
You got it. You got
congratulations.
It. That is 3 out of 4. You won the Baron Bucks. Well done. Sorry, wrong one.
Thank you.
Yeah, there. I guess I do have
the sound effects guy is fired.
Oh god. You won the Baron Bucks. You know, off camera, you can decide if you want the Vera Buck. I can mail it to you in an envelope, or you can get the mug, t-shirt, or a free course on the Magisterium. Just let me know. We'll talk off the air. But thank you so much for coming on and doing this, Scott. Truly an honor to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Hey, email me, reasonandtheology@gmail.com.
Will do.
And that way I can stay in touch with you. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So there should be, the way this is counting out, Michael, there should be 18, 19, 20, 21. There should be four more questions.
Four more for Kyle.
Do we have another contestant? Because I think
we do. We have Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Kyle makes his first appearance on RMT.
You said Kyle. I thought Kyle Whittington. I'm like, he did at least most, if not all of these.
Kyle. Different Kyle. So
yep.
Arguably.
I'm the one with the wrench.
Yeah. So he does the moderating in the chat. He's the one who can block you.
the Kyle Line C, Kyle?
Yes. There just a reminder.
I am honored.
No, before we start, just remember the Sean C, the supposed C, is completely fake.
Oh, he got it in there. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry, but he beat you to it. You could have joined too, but he beat you to it. So he deposed you, I guess. So I'm not going to interfere with these ecclesiastical, you know, affairs and quarrels. So
after the flame war that's going to come from that, we might have to play a game of Sean or Kyle.
Sean versus Kyle. That would be an idea. I guess they would just do like a rap battle or something. Or a Catholic rap battle.
I would give a $2 bill for that.
You would a $2 bill. I would give $100 Baron bucks for it. So here's that. All right.
I'm not sure what the exchange rate is. If that's,
I don't know. I think it's five Stanley nickels. All right, let's move on.
How many Shroot bucks is that?
Right.
All right.
I forget what the exchange rate was.
We've got, this looks like, this looks like, it kind of, well,
that's,
like,
that's John Calvin. Calvin.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks Calvin. Like, it looks like Calvin. He's got a Calvin beard. Obedience is a virtue intended to direct us toward good, not toward evil, to pretend not to see evil in order not to appear as disobedient is a betrayal of truth and a betrayal of our own selves. Authentic or not.
Tough one.
Go with, yeah.
don't rely on the chat.
No, I don't even have it open.
Okay, good.
Sean has turned them against you in your absence.
He's deposed you.
What do you mean he has no power? We've gone through this. All right, I'm gonna say not.
Okay. All right. Not. So you're going with a okay. Not,
going for any bonus points? Guessing who it is.
Ooh, well.
Who do you think it is?
I'm gonna go early, Father. I'm gonna say Augustine said this.
Okay.
Oh, it's Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. But he did guess it right. He said it was not authentic. So,
oh no, you're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're just wrong about the bonus, but yeah, you got it overall. All right, so that's one out of four so far. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yep.
One out of four.
Okay.
We're 25% of the way there.
All right. So
who do we have a picture of here, Michael?
That is Schneider.
That is Schneider. Okay.
Bishop Schneider.
Alert. Yeah. Looks like he's getting ready to press that button. Yep. The hypothesis that says that Benedict the 16th is still the only valid pope and therefore Pope Francis would be an invalid pope contradicts not only the proven and reasonable practice of the great tradition of the church, but also simply common sense.
Dang, he just said all Ben of a contest are going contrary to common sense. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Stings a bit. Ooh.
Who said it? Was it really Schneider? Was it somebody else?
I'm leaning towards it's not, because I don't think that's something necessarily. Now, it's not something that he wouldn't say, but you just would never really hear him, okay. At least from what I've heard, see him ever say that.
Okay. So you're going with not?
I'm going with not.
Okay. Do you have a guess as to who did say it?
Ooh. I'm going to go far-fetched. I'm going to say this is old Taylor Marshall.
Okay, I can't see it. Like, I see that there's an answer coming, but I can't read it from where I am. So I'm going to find out the same time that you do. Bishop Athanasius Schneider.
Oh, but you know what? That was a good guess, because old Schneider. Old Taylor would have said something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Man. All right. All right. So that's one out of two. Okay. You can still make it, though. You can still make it. All right. So on the screen, we got Marcel Lefebvre.
That's Marcel Lefebvre. Looks like,
yeah, when he was younger. Yeah.
Looks like I've never seen any pictures of him young.
Yeah.
Looks like that. Not Luke Wilson. Maybe it is Luke Wilson. Not the guy with the nose, with the broken nose, but.
What?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. He looks like an actor. Another handsome fellow. All right. Good grief. Kyle, other Kyle Whittington. These are long quotes. Here we go.
This is a long one.
Thus, in Hinduism, men contemplate the divine mystery and express it through an inexhaustible abundance of myths and through searching philosophical inquiry. They seek freedom from the anguish of our human condition, either through ascetical practices or profound meditation or a flight to God with love and trust. Again, Buddhism, in its various forms, realizes the radical insufficiency of this changeable world. It teaches a way by which men in a devout and confident spirit may be able either to acquire the state of perfect liberation or attain, by their own efforts or through higher help, supreme illumination. Authentic or not?
So the picture is Lefebvre?
Yeah, the picture is
Picture is Lefebvre. And this sounds a long quote, but it sounds like it's a part of a much longer.
I think I might know what this is. I'm going to say it's not. And I think I know where this is from. This is from Vatican II in Nostra Aetate.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, you're going to have to work out how to score that one, Michael, because it was signed Archbishop.
You're actually right. You're right. I'm giving you the point because that is Nostra Aetate from Vatican II. That's a quote from Vatican II. But he signed it. He signed it as well. So it's a trick question. It's not really him, but then it is. It is him. So you won that one. All right.
Oh, I see what's coming next. Here we go.
Two out of three.
Wow.
So that is a picture of our very own James Battle, well-dressed. Where are you there, sir?
I am outside of St. Patrick's Church in Tacoma, Washington.
Cool.
Shout out to all my homies there. Camera,
by the way. What kind of camera was that? That looks good.
I think it was probably just an old Canon Rebel.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Old Canon Rebel.
That's a good photo.
Yeah, that was at my son's first communion.
Okay, cool.
In the West. So we're making the transition east. I've got two that need to get the rest of the sacraments. Mm-hmm. So here we go. All right. Let's see. Am I supposed to remember this one myself? I don't know if there's an answer forthcoming.
Well, you can't weigh in. You can't answer, but you have to do it in your own voice.
I'm going to feel like I might not remember. All right. Let's see. James White's work inadvertently led me to Catholicism. Although his views on Catholicism may be negative, I stumbled upon his work while exploring various theological perspectives. While reading and listening to his material, I found myself drawn to the Catholic faith and began researching Catholic teachings more extensively. It was through this exploration that I eventually found my way into the Catholic Church. While I may not agree with all of James White's views, I am grateful for the role he inadvertently played in my spiritual journey.
Authentic or not? Ooh.
Well, one thing for sure, this could apply to a good amount of people.
Yeah, it could. What is it?
Authentic.
But here's the thing. If I were to hear him say that, this would probably have to have been in a live chat of sorts. And trying to think about it, I'm not sure he would say something like that in the live chat. But then again,
it's over the character limit for one.
But Kyle Whittington might be trying to throw me off or something.
I did do like a nearly 2 hour conversion story on his channel. And I don't know what I said on there. I don't want to give any clues.
So yay or nay,
but
you got to get this one right. I tell you what, Kyle, don't answer just yet. Cause you got to get this one right in order to win the Baron Bucks.
Okay.
Do you want to phone a friend? You can call up a friend right now. Call him up, put him next to the speaker, put him on. Well,
I wonder who would it be. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I'll see. I'll go ahead and try to answer.
You can ask someone in the chat too, as your friend. You can chat your friend.
Who should I call up? Or who, let's see who should call.
Anybody except Kyle Whittington.
All right. Ooh. You know what? Some man 7. Get on the phone line.
Okay. You want to get him on the phone?
Yep.
All right. If you want to call me, it's 318-460-0153. Call us Some Man 7. 318-460-0153. Let's get you on the phone. You're going to help out Kyle here. 318-460-0153. Get to that phone.
Don't let me down, son, man.
Come on. He's calling on you. Maybe he stepped away. Or stage fright, one of the two. He's like, nope, I am not helping out Kyle. I'm not getting a call. 318-460-0153. We'll give it 15 more seconds.
If not, I'm going to ask Michael A.
Michael A, you want to come on?
Either of you two.
Yeah, 318-460-0153. You better call. You got 10 seconds to call, Michael A. The audible that we're pulling here is expiring.
I'm trying my best just not to react.
10.
At all.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
aye, aye, aye.
4, 3, 2, 1. Michael A. and Some Man 7 both let you down. I'm sorry, Kyle.
All right, Cal. What is your response?
I can't see you, Kyle. You still there? There you are. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just had a surprise visit.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. He said, sorry, man. Some Man 7 said, sorry. Okay. Well, Michael A. says he would say no. So I guess there's your phone a friend.
All right. I'll take that. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not authentic. And James wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I mean, I would say that. I just
wouldn't.
I wouldn't say it like that.
That's true. You probably wouldn't say that.
I agree with everything here. I really do. Like this is spot on, which is freaking me out a little bit.
I know, right?
We're getting close to the singularity because this was ChatGPT. ChatGPT.
Actually, he got that right. So wait,
he got it right. He said
ChatGPT. I mean,
yeah,
that was.
Isn't that crazy?
Which is, yeah, that means I am definitely not alone.
No, it's not.
ChatGPT's good, then.
It's stalking you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, really good.
So you are a winner of the Baron Bucks, Kyle. What you could do, I can either mail the Baron Bucks to you, or You can get free mug or t-shirt, reasonmerch.com. You can pick out your selection there, or my magisterium course from maximusinstitute.com. Whichever one you want, let me know off the air. I'll be happy to get it over to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on, Kyle. God
All
bless.
Right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Well done,
Chat GPT, man, that is crazy, right?
Kyle.
It's been Kyle, stalking yeah. you.
Well done. Well done.
It has been stalking you, though. That is so weird. Because I would have said yes. I would have said that was you.
I mean, if I had to think about it, I'm like, I don't remember it. That doesn't sound like the way that I would phrase it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if right. I was put on the spot for that one, I'd be like, I don't know. Yeah, I said that. That's authentic.
Can you ask ChatGPT, like, what would James Battle say about James White kind of questions? And it will
No, not. I mean,
I want to know how.
If I had actually written things and had a body of work online, right? Then yes, you could say, what would G.K. Chesterton say about, I don't know, Miley Cyrus?
But I'm wondering how he got that answer from ChatGPT.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's definitely some differences with the prompts. The way
we
ask questions.
Here we go. Kyle says, I just asked to write a paragraph thanking James White. Then I added the fact that James White is anti-Catholic. That's good. That's smart.
Well done.
That's smart.
Well done, sir.
Well
done.
Well played. All right. This was good. I enjoyed it.
That was a fun one. Yeah,
it was. If y'all want to see more Prot or Not or
Authentic
or Not,
just let me know. We'll do some more of these. This was fun. Any concluding thoughts there, James? Anything that you wanted to say, parting words?
If we could put Kyle Whittington in charge of always making the slides, I mean, it's going to be brutal, but it's less work for me.
That's true. That is
it's hard. Shout out to Kyle, seriously, for putting Kyle. Together sourcing sure. the quotes, putting together the slides. It really does take a lot of work, and even just finding the quotes and then going through and trying to find balanced ones is a whole different game. So
it is a lot of work. He put a lot into it. Yeah. Go and subscribe to his channel, Kyle Whittington. You can see it right here on the screen. Certainly go and check him out and hit subscribe as a thank you. Yeah, we got to continue these, but if y'all want to see more of them, let me know. Put it in the comment section. It seems like y'all enjoyed the last one. I imagine y'all probably enjoyed this one as well, since it was a lot along the lines of the last one, but let me know. Again, also hit the like button, subscribe button, check me out, patreon.com/reason and theology if you want to support me. And you can also go to reasonmerch.com if you want to get some merchandise. And by the way, you can also see they're covering up James Battle. You can see on the screen there, Church Chaos, my free ebook. You don't have to pay a dime for it. Just go to reasonandtheology.com. You'll see a little pop-up. Click on it, put in your email, and it will give you a free PDF copy of my book on church chaos. So if you're confused about the situation in the Catholic Church and you want some insights on how to move forward, that is a book for you. All right. So that is going to do it, y'all.
Thanks to all the contestants for playing. Tune in next time for
Authentic
or Not.
Authentic.
Or not. Ooh, ow, ow.
Boom, do, 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 do.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Boom, do, 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 do.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Chicka, 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 chicka. We'll see y'all later. God bless.